of that song, the lyrics, and let me tell you about my Jesus. That's really the focus of the gift. We just want to share Christ, and by looking for opportunities to hand out a copy of his word when applicable. My wife is a vital part of who I am. God put us together as a team. Next, there's a scripture, Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Now, sometimes, and I'm one of them, I thought, that's not me. I don't talk to people like that. That's for an evangelist. But we hear it wrong. Our heart is we care about people, and we want to see them come to Christ, because we know without Christ, they're going to spend eternity in hell. So that's our desire. We don't save anybody. The Holy Spirit does that. But sometimes we get to be around when he does that. And there's something about looking for opportunities to give a copy of his word to someone. And we just sit back and go, you got to be kidding me. That was crazy. Next. My wife and I, we were in Florida, and we went out for breakfast. We were in Sarasota, and we met my mom. And this, that's my wife, and then that other gal was Ashley. She was our waitress. And we just, she did a great job. We had a little dialogue with her. And then towards the end, we said something. I forget what it was. And Linda said, well, I have a gift I'd like to give you. And she pulled out this little New Testament, and she said it has Psalms and Proverbs. And that lady just, Ashley just lit up. And she goes, oh, get out of here. She said, I was just talking to my dad about that. We were just talking about Psalms yesterday. That's what she said. And she said, here you are today giving me a Bible with Psalms in it. And she got so excited, she says, I'm going to go tell my dad right now. And so she left. She went back and made a phone call. She came back, and she was just so excited that she was having a conversation. And God just put us at the right place at the right time to offer a copy of his word. And I don't know if she was saved or not. I don't think she was. But she was in the process. They say it takes about 7.5 times for someone to hear the gospel before they're really ready to receive it. So maybe she was a 2. I don't know where she was at. But we had a really good time. And that's what you want to leave someone on a good note if possible. Some people want to argue. We don't argue. We just, you know, we want to share Christ. Next. And sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. This is a picture of one of the campus buildings at Oklahoma City University. And Craig was a university student there. Now him and some of his fraternity brothers were doing some stuff that was just about ready to get him kicked off of campus. You can imagine what was going on. And Craig and his brother said, you know what? We need to polish up our image. One of them said, yeah, maybe we could do a Bible study. And yeah, that'd probably be a good idea, yeah. Was one problem. Craig didn't have a Bible. Guess what? The next day on campus, guess who was there? The Gideons were there handing out testaments. And when Craig walked by one of those gentlemen, they offered him a testament. He said, it was like I was taking a step closer to God. I took one, and within a month, another Christian friend at college invited Craig to go to a Christian concert. And at that concert, the gospel was shared, offer of invitation was given, and Craig received Jesus Christ. Now, fast forward several years. Today, it's Pastor Craig Rochelle. They have Life. He's pastor of Life Church down in Oklahoma. They have about 45 campuses. There's over 100,000 people that go to the church down there, and him and one of his associates are the one that came up with the YouVersion Bible app you probably use on your phone. When the app was downloaded so many times, it was very successful. They were approaching 1 million downloads, and the app people came to Pastor Craig and said, if you would just charge $1, I mean, And Pastor Craig said, no. When I was on campus, and I didn't have a Bible, and the Gideons were there, and they gave me one, and they didn't, oh, by the way, that's a dollar. He said it was free. Somebody at church probably put money in the offering to pay for that. And Craig says, as long as I'm pastor, there's never going to be a charge for our app. I looked the other day. There's been over 800 million downloads of that app. We praise God for that. Next. Now, the Gideons also have the Bible app, too. Now, we don't have that many downloads. But one thing we have is a language thing. There's over 1,500 languages on our app. Now, if you go to the gas station or a restaurant somewhere or the doctor's office, there's going to be somebody there that's from another country serving you, and you can strike up a conversation with them and say, hey, where are you from? You know, they tell you what country they're from. Hey, what's your native language? And they'll tell you, and if you scroll through that, they're in alphabetical order, and look for that language, and you hit play, and it'll play that language. And many times it's been reported that they'll go, hey, where'd you get that? They recognize their own language. Can I have that? Sure, you share the link with them, and they can have a copy of God's Word in their native language. So God, you know, technology, God has a way of using all that to communicate Jesus to people. Next. And young people, hey, I think our schools are probably one of the greatest mission fields right here. It's against the law for the Gideons to step on campuses, but it's not against the law for students. So the Gideons have a life book. This is an early one, but the early one was the book of John. The second one was the book of Mark. They've got a lot of youthy notes, and they're free. All a youth leader has to do is go to thelifebook.com and fill out the order, and they'll send you how many ever you want. And your youth group can look for opportunities at your school. Because I'll guarantee you, everybody sitting here knows somebody that doesn't know the Lord. You know they're not walking with the Lord. How about an opportunity to try to introduce them to Jesus, right? Next. Now, the Gideons have these distribution points, and my wife and I saw they had one in Charleston, South Carolina. And our oldest son and his family lived near there, so we went there and did vacation in Charleston. And because we saw the Gideons were going to do distribution in Charleston the next week, and they needed help. So we did a vacation with our family. And it starts on Monday morning, and we had one of the local Gideons had a pickup, and we loaded his pickup full. Now, if you ever want to see God do something, you load a pickup full of Bibles, and you're driving around trying to distribute those. I'll guarantee you, God will use that. So here we'd done the distribution in the morning. We did a lot of distribution work, and we met at a restaurant for a break with another team, and they needed... They were doing the college the next morning. So we had a lot of testaments that we're going to go to the college the next morning. So we met there, had a little bite to eat, and then we're going back to work. And we walk out of the restaurant, and this fellow right here, Michael, approached our team and said, I need to talk to somebody. Okay. And he right away still going in. He had been looking for a job all morning. He had his foot in one of those medical boots. And he was just woe is me. Nothing was going right, blah, blah, blah. Finally, the other two guys said, hey, we're going to go and load the Bibles with the other guys. And I said, I'll talk to Michael. And we sat on the sidewalk. And I said, so tell me again. So he told me the same thing. He couldn't find work. He said, with all these tattoos, nobody's going to hire me. He wasn't married. His wife worked at the Burger King. And she went to church. He didn't really go to church. And he was a Nazi. And he wanted to get out of that, but he said his Aryan brothers wouldn't let him get out. And he was just in this trap. And I finally had listened to him for a while. I finally had heard enough. And I finally said, Michael, can I ask you a question? I said, Have you ever asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and forgive you for your sins? Oh, yeah, he said, I got saved about 5 years ago. And he said, my life seemed to get worse. And he right away started into this negative thing, you know. And I finally just said, stop. Michael, you're not a Nazi. You told me that you asked Jesus Christ into your life. I said, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you ask him to come into your life, he's there. That means there's royal blood flowing in your veins. You need to stand up for Christ. You need to ask him. He started to cry. He said, I can't hear from God. There's so many voices in my head, I can't hear from him. How do I hear from God? And I had a testament. I pulled it out and I said, okay, let's take it. I want to show you a verse. And the Holy Spirit led me to a scripture that I normally don't share with people. But on page 439 is Revelation. Revelation 1, chapter, verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. I said, Michael, I want you to take this, and I want, you have a Bible? He said, yes, I do. I said, I want you to get your Bible. You can use this one if you want. And I want you to read God's word every day. And I said, how does it say to read it? Whoever reads the word out loud. So I said, I want you to go into a room. Will you read the word? And I said, I want you to read it out loud. I said, take a book, maybe the book of John, and work your way all through it. Don't jump all over and read through that. I said, when you start reading God's word aloud, I said, it's going to be like going into a dark room and flipping on the light switch. All the roaches are going to scatter. I said, those voices can't stand the word of God. When you read the word of God, and I said, God, you'll be able to hear from God. He said, tell me more. We talked for a while, and I finally reached in my wallet, and he told me some other issues he had, and I reached in my wallet, and I pulled out a $20 bill, and I said, I want you to do something with this. He said, I want your money. I said, no, Michael, I have something I want you to do with this. I said, there was a Goodwill store just down the street, and I said, you can go down to that Goodwill store, and you can buy a long-sleeve shirt to cover your tattoos for $5. And I said, he'd looking for a pair of shoes. He'd been to Walmart, didn't have quite enough money. I said, well, I want you to go to Walmart. I want you to buy your shoes. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I said, God's going to get you a job. But I said, when God gets you the job, I said, I want you to work, do your best at it. And after you get your first paycheck, I want you to go to church with your wife. That Baptist church you were telling me about, I want you to go there, and I want you to take a tithe out of your paycheck. And I want you to put it in the offering to that church. He stood up. He gave me the biggest hug. I thought it was going to break my neck. He said, no one has ever talked to me like this. I needed for you to tell me these things. He said, I was walking down the sidewalk, and I was just saying, I think I need to kill myself. I said, you don't need to kill yourself. God has something for you, but you need to obey what he's telling you. Don't worry about your Aryan brothers. God will take care of that. You just need to follow him. He was so thankful and so appreciative. I said, I'm never going to see you again. I'm from Indiana. I'm from around here. I just came to help these people. But God put me here with you. You're an answer to my prayer. Because I said, God, bring someone to me who needs you. And he said, you're an answer to my prayer. I said, that's right. So it's amazing how God will use anybody. And I'm just a nobody. But God will use us to glorify him. Blueberry Festival over in Plymouth. I'll just be honest, our membership in the Gideons is declining. And so last year we had a thing called Project Ignite. We need something. We need an event to target where we can hand out lots of scriptures. And we need help. We don't have enough manpower. So we made a plea at churches that we're looking for someone to help us. There's over 500,000 people that will go through that festival. So for the first time last year in August, we did the Blueberry Festival. 4 days. And my wife and I did this Saturday morning shift. We handed out 6,500 scriptures in about 4 days. A couple hundred Spanish testaments. So we're going to get more Spanish. We're going to go back this year. We've already said we're going back. Dave and Linda Peterson, Melkart, they took the Sunday morning shift. And I thought, oh, nobody's going to take this Sunday. Everybody wants to be in church, right? But Dave and Linda were there. And at the booth right next to us, God positioned us right next to the booth that had the CDB oil. And that guy was very aggressive. They had lotions and creams, and his spiel was that this will take away your stress and relieve your anxiety. And we said, well, we got something that'll relieve stress and anxiety. It's free. Anyways, he wasn't there Sunday morning for a little bit, but there were two ladies that were working the booth. And after a little bit, one of the ladies walked over to Dave, and she said, could I ask you something? I said, sure. She said, I've been watching you guys. What is it? Why are you doing this, handing out these little books? And Dave said, well, it's part of the Bible. It's a supernatural book. It has the words of Jesus in it. And Jesus can change your life if you'd ask him to. Dave said, as I talked to her for a little bit, I realized she doesn't have an anchor in her life. And so she left, went back to her booth, and then about an hour later she came back. She said, can I ask you some more questions? And he said, sure. And they went, she wasn't there to argue. She actually had questions, and she wanted to know about abortion, all kinds of different things. Our country is a mess. And he said, yeah, it is. And he got her in the scriptures, and she realized she had never done anything like that with Christ. She prayed to receive Christ at the Blueberry Festival. She was from Texas. They traveled around, and Dave said, I'll probably never see. We did exchange information, but you never know. This is really cool. But Gideon's focused not on just changing the life of the one receiving the testament, but the one who's going to give it away. I never led anybody to Christ until I joined the Gideons. I wanted to. I even bought testaments with the Christian bookstore. I was going to hand them out on my own, and I never did. I needed to be a part of a team. And just doing what God asked me to do. Leave the results up to him. Shoes. 3 weeks ago today, my wife took me to the emergency room. And I found out I was having a mild heart attack. I was transferred to Parkview, Fort Wayne. My right coronary artery was blocked 99%. I had a stent put in that artery, and I'm doing well. I praise the Lord for God's grace, the medical team. A lady at the hardware says, wow, you're lucky. I said, that word's not in the Bible. God spared my life. It makes you think. I'm not going to be around forever. Our time is limited. If I wasn't, I could very well be somebody else be staying here this morning. Would there be somebody, God, who would stand in my shoes to take my place? Because this ministry does make a difference. Is there anybody that might say, you know what? God's been nudging me. I'd like to do more for him, but I don't know what. I don't know much about the Gideons. We're going to be sticking around for a little bit, and if you got questions you want to know, I'll be glad to go through. There's requirements to be in the Gideons. It's not for everybody, but maybe God is tugging on you. We sang some great songs this morning. You need to do something more for God? I don't know. Might be something else, but hey, if God's nudging you, sign up. He'll take you places you never thought you'd go. See people, talk that you never would meet, because God wants to use you to reach someone else. Thanks for allowing me to come and share this morning. God bless you.